We're now moving to the regular agenda. Carla, would you please read item number 389?
Proclaim April 20th, 2016 to be a day of remembrance for Hank Miggins in Portland.
So how many people are here today for this item, if you raise your hand? Hey, that's fantastic. Thank you all for joining us. Would our distinguished speakers please come forward for a moment? Mayor Hales originally placed this on the agenda. Unfortunately, he is in Europe on official city business. He sends his deep regrets that he could not be here. But it is my pleasure to introduce Commissioner Dan Saltzman, that has a long history with our honoree, and Dan will read the proclamation. Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mr. President. And it is indeed an honor for me to read this proclamation. I did have a long association with Hank Miggins, I think more so than anybody else on the council. When I was first elected to the County Board of County Commissioners, I took office in 1993 under the leadership then of Gladys McCoy, the county chair. Unfortunately, Gladys passed 3 months into my term in office, and her executive assistant, Hank Miggins, became the county chair. And I learned a lot from Hank in the time that he bridged the county chair between Gladys McCoy and ultimately Beverly Stein. And it was also my honor to appoint Hank Miggins to the Citizen Review Committee. He was my representative for the 10 years that he served. So I'm indeed honored to read this proclamation. Whereas in 2001, Mr. Hank Miggins was appointed as one of the 9 original Citizen Review Committee members by Portland City Council. And whereas Hank Miggins served on the committee for 10 years and was chair for many years, during his tenure, Hank played a pivotal role in the creation of many of the protocols that allow for the committee to engage in community-directed oversight of the Portland Police Bureau. And whereas Hank Miggins' steady demeanor and strong analytical abilities were in much demand in the committee's eventful early years, where multiple citizen appeals of police misconduct investigations were common. And whereas Hank Miggins provided culturally aware outreach when engaging with Portland's diverse community to gather feedback about policing. And whereas Hank Miggins was passionate about police oversight and made himself available to mentor committee members and the staff of the Independent Police Review. And whereas Hank Miggins, upon retirement from the committee, continued his service to the city as an advisor to the committee and the Independent Police Review. And whereas Hank Miggins, through his lifelong commitment to accountability, equity, and justice, enriched many lives in our community, his efforts continue to pay dividends. And whereas Hank Miggins' leadership and life of service extended beyond Portland, including his service to our nation for 22 years as an officer in the United States Air Force, and as city manager of Spokane, Washington. And whereas Hank Miggins passed away on July 18th, 2013, at the age of 78, now therefore, I, Charlie Hales, mayor of the city of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim April 20th, 2016, to be a day of remembrance for Hank Miggins in Portland, and encourage all residents to observe this day.
Thank you very much, Dan. Let's suspend the rules. Constantine, would you please introduce our distinguished panel?
Thank you. To my right is Brenda Miggins Vaughn, Hank's daughter, and Eric Terrell, a former member of the Citizen Review Committee and a appeal process advisor. And I am Constantine Severe, Independent Police Review Director. I would like to thank the mayor in his absence and City Council for taking the time to remember a great Portlander and, in my opinion, a great American, Hank Miggins. What we do here at the Independent Police Review and the Citizen Review Committee cannot happen without engaged community members, and Hank was the definition of an engaged community member. The early years of the Citizen Review Committee, there were multiple appeals in a month. I believe at least 30 appeals in a year were not uncommon. And Hank stuck it out, and Hank was on the committee for over 10 years. And after he was done on the committee, he served as a community member. And one of the, you know, last interactions that I had with Hank before he passed was about a week or so before he died. He was preparing for a citizen appeal, and he was helping a community member, you know, navigate the process that we have, and that he was so selfless. Impressed me, and I think impressed anybody that had contact with Hank Miggins. The other part that was so important about what Hank did, and I think it serves an example of community members involved in police accountability, is that there really is no police accountability without engaged community members. And we talk a lot about oversight and accountability, but accountability starts with the community. And Hank brought the passion of remembering community members as well as being fair to police officers. So I could talk a lot about Hank Miggins. He was someone who was a personal mentor to me, and I felt provide an example to a lot of us in the community. But I'll give it over to his wonderful daughter.
Thank you.
Welcome to City Hall.
Thank you. Our family wants to thank you guys for this wonderful honor to our father. It means a lot. Several months before he passed away, I was over at his house and I was telling him about that I was talking to a lawyer that I was working with, and he asked me, "Are you Hank's daughter?" And I was like, "Yes." And then he proceeded to tell me how great he was and how much he enjoyed him and how much he respected him. And I was telling my dad that, and he was like, "Well, you know, I know a lot of people, and a lot of people know me, and I'm kind of important in these parts." And I just kissed him on his head, rolled my eyes, and said, "Sure, Dad, I know." But it wasn't until I had to write his obituary that I realized how much he contributed to so many people and so many communities. And when I heard that they lowered the flag for him, when people came to share their condolences with us, they saw the loss in our eyes, but we saw it in theirs too. How many people missed him and respected him. And someone came up to me and gave me a calendar of African-American men that contributed to this city. And he was Mr. November or December. So throughout these last 3 years, we continue to hear stories. People continue to come up and tell me what a wonderful guy he is and tell us the stories of what they did together and the laughs and just the respect that so many people had for him, that it's overwhelming. And when I got the call about this honoring, the family had to come. As you can see, they all came from Spokane and from California. It's very, very important. What I've learned throughout this time is that, I mean, we knew that he was important. He's our dad. But we saw him from fishing and camping and bowling. He was much more than that. And what I've learned is that he really cared about his community. He cared about the city, and he cared about the people. He believed in truth, justice, and fairness. And he was a great humanitarian. And I really, really appreciate, our family really appreciates the honoring of him and remembering who he was and remembering his spirit. We just want to say thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. My name is Eric Terrell. Excuse me. In 2001, Hank and I became members of the original CRC Gang of Nine, the newly established Citizen Review Committee. Although we did not know each other, we soon became close colleagues on the committee, and not long after became close friends. I admired and liked Hank a lot. He was a straight talker and a straight shooter. He was dedicated, focused, and highly principled, and was always well prepared to take on the challenging, difficult work of the CRC. Although Hank was passionate about what CRC was about. He was never vindictive or mean-spirited in any way toward anyone. He was fair-minded and was there to do a job, and that's what he did, and he did it so well. Hank was respected not only by his fellow CRC members and by the staff of IPR, but I believe was respected by senior staff of the police bureau as well. Another close friend, Mike Hess, now retired associate director of IPR, has this to offer. Quote, Hank was the only original CRC member who did not resign when things got tough. He embraced the responsibilities of CRC chairmanship during several tumultuous years when no one else was willing to shoulder the burden. Unquote. Hank was a true gentleman, and he was an affable, gentle man, yet strong and steady. Most often, he had a warm, inviting smile on his face. And for anyone who wishes to know Hank Miggins better, then you will also need to know that Hank smoked the most fragrant pipe tobacco and wore the jauntiest fedoras. Hank's wonderful, generous spirit lives on to guide us all. Thank you, commissioners.
Thank you very much. We have one more speaker who'd like to be heard. Dan Handelman, would you come forward, please? And then I'm going to ask the indulgence of our invited guests to congregate for a photograph. Pardon me?
Comments from the council.
Yes, and comments from the council. Dan?
Good morning, City Council and folks in the public. I'm Dan Handelman. I'm here with Portland Cop Watch and with Flying Focus Video Collective. As a member of both groups, I've attended just about every meeting of the Citizen Review Committee since it began. And I told a story to the Portland Tribune that they got a little bit wrong. They fixed it in the online version where Mr. Miggins and Mike Bigham, who was the chair of CRC at the time, came before City Council after a TriMet officer from another jurisdiction was unable to be interviewed for a CRC appeal because the city can't compel officers from other jurisdictions to even to testify as a witness. And they ended up changing the TriMet contracts so that it is more clear that there has to be some accountability. I think there's still a problem in us having officers from other jurisdictions working in the chain of command for the Portland Police and not having to follow Portland rules because their rules may be different. But that was something that he did before it was even clarified in the ordinance that CRC was allowed to make recommendations directly to council. So he kind of stuck his neck out beyond a little bit what was written in law to make this point. So that's something that I thought was an important story to tell. We also knew that he was a very good friend of Gary Blackmer, who helped create IPR when it started. In fact, there was a committee that I sat on as a member of Portland Cop Watch that the mayor had appointed to design a new system. The system didn't, as Commissioner Saltzman probably remembers, didn't quite satisfy the expectations of the majority of that group. And there were people from the police association who were worried that it was going too far. And Hank was the only person who testified in favor of the system exactly as it was written when it was first adopted. So I thought that was another interesting story. There was mention that he served as appeals process advisor. He helped make sure that that position was added. It was one of the recommendations from that committee, the original committee, that there should be a advocate for the person going through the system. It's a very confusing system, especially when you've been harmed by the police. You have no idea what's going on. So he helped make it happen. We didn't always see eye to eye. I have to say that, you know, Hank felt very strongly that it should be, there should not be an advocate, that it should be somebody explains how the process works. But that's, you know, again, he helped make that happen and participate in that. And I think, I also know, I didn't hear it mentioned yet, that Hank was a member of the ACLU board of directors. And one thing I never remember ever happening while Hank was a member of CRC or the chair is having decision-making and discussions out of the public eye. Transparency is part of the mission of the IPR. I feel like this has been happening on an increasing basis, not only at IPR, but elsewhere. Ironically, more since the DOJ has come to town. And in fact, I've been asking Director Severe since Thursday night where I'm going to be able to put my camera tonight, pointing out that when video cameras are allowed in City Council, they're allowed to stand in between the council and the testimony table so they can get the faces of both the testifiers and the council. That's where I stand to videotape the CRC meetings, and he hasn't responded yet, so I'm hoping to get a response on that question today. But, again, Hank was never acted in a way to shut civilians out. The prior review board, PIAC, would occasionally go into what's called executive session where only the media could stay in, but CRC never did that. And just as a point of clarification, Hank was not the only person who didn't resign. There were three members of the CRC that didn't resign originally. But it is true that there were five people who resigned in protest, a sixth person resigned for a different reason, and then there were three people that were left after that first batch. So I just wanted to put in that.
Thank you very much, Dan. Colleagues, comments before we take a picture? Starting Commissioner Novick.
Hank Miggins, of course, was a legendary figure, but it's really great to see that the legend lives on and to see this many people come in the middle of a work day for this tribute. So thank you all very much for coming, and thanks to Hank for his contributions.
The spirit of God, good people, does live on in our hearts. It doesn't matter how long it's been, and so I really appreciate this proclamation, and I appreciated the description of Mr. Miggins as a gentleman and a gentleman. I think he was both, and I remember him through his work on the Independent Police Review Committee, which, of course, is a really awful thing that we have to be looking at. Did the police do something wrong? And in some cases, yes, they have, and that's a very serious thing. And yet when I remember Hank Miggins, I remember the fedora and the jaunty smile and the twinkle. He seemed like he had a twinkle in his eye almost always. And so that, is along with his kindness, is what I remember and appreciate, and his service to our community and other communities will not be forgotten.
Well, I just wanted to add, whoever wrote the resolution did a great job by saying that Hank had a steady demeanor, because he really did. I always attributed that to his 22 years of service in the Air Force. But I just want to say that he really was. So I think we all, at one time or another, we appoint members to committees of various types, and sometimes you wonder, are they gonna pan out? Are they gonna make it? And I'm really pleased to say that Hank made it. He was not only my original appointee to the Citizen Review Committee, but he rose to become its chair and mentor to its director and to many appellants. So very proud of Hank, and pleased to have had the pleasure of working with him and getting to know him as a friend.
We're going to take a picture in a second. I just want to acknowledge that when the mayor issues a proclamation to honor someone for a lifetime of service, this is among the highest honors that the city can bestow upon someone who's made a unique contribution. And we're joined today by so many special people who have traveled here from outside of the state and other places, but I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge at least the elected officials that are joining us, starting with Representative Lou Frederick. Lou, would you please stand? Former State Rep Mike Fahey. Mike, would you stand? John L. Bell is here representing our junior senator. Welcome. Senator Ryan Deckard is here. Ryan. And our elected auditor is here. Would you please stand? So with that, let's all gather up front and take a family picture with the proclamation. Finest photographer in City Hall taking our pictures here. So David, thank you. And Dan, you have the proclamation? No, right now. David, can you come like panoramic?
Yeah. people can get it. We'll email it, and anyone who would like
it'll be, on the ICAR website too.
We'll give you an email, and you can get a copy of that picture. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Hey, Dan.
I gotta get a picture. Good job.
Carla, let's take a 2-minute break.